Friday Night Pints. I'm back in action, and today we're sponsored by Fleischmann Salon. You see all the product here on the bar. You see John's hair, my hair, Rudy's flow, Nick behind the scenes. Just got a full haircut here at HQ because Erica and everybody over at Fleischmann Salon, they know their hair. They do damn good haircuts, and they do damn good hair products. Right now you can see all the gummies. Look what she did. You want to talk about a woman who takes care of her clients? She filled up the Fleischmann hair gummies bottles with sour candy.
Sour candy.
With some sour candies that Feidelberg likes to eat. Because whenever we eat the hair gummies, we eat like 10 at a time. The Fleischmann
That's
hair gummies.
That's your own fault. You make them too delicious. They're
I know.
Too
you got to make them taste like shit, to be honest.
You know, like, because it's comparable to this very famous delicious candy.
And we will not say the name of it until you sponsor us, too. You can sponsor Friday Night Pints just like Fleischmann. But the hair gummies, you eat one every day, and it helps your hair grow and look shiny and healthy. We've also got the hair paste and the hair cream when you style it, the shampoo and conditioner because you're going to wash your hair every day. It smells good. It's got a great scent. Feels good on your hair.
Feels good on a lady's pillow.
On a lady's pillow.
Leave a little scent behind. Right. Let her know where you get your haircut.
Now, most importantly, you can get all the products, but also right now, Fleischmann is doing a special for anybody who lives in New York or in the area. If you want to get your hair cut by Erica or any of the girls at Fleischmann, you can use our promo code for that as well. So when you sign up on the website or if you call up, just mention KFC or Pints, use the promo code on the website, and you'll get 20% off your haircut as well and 20% off the hair products. And when you do the bundles, this right here is the for the boys bundle. We got you covered. Bundle is everything. And for the boys is the hair paste, the gummies, and the sea salt spray. That's the other thing. You spray it in your hair, and it makes it like a little gritty and gives it a good scent. So multiple bundles, the promo code to get a haircut, and the promo code for 20% off to get all your products and get your flow. FleischmannSalon.com, promo code KFC. So let's do it. Let's get into it. I'll pass some beers out first. Tommy, you drinking?
I'll do a Miller. Tommy for a Miller. Right.
Tommy was walking around the office today saying, has everybody heard the good news? Has everyone heard the good news? Tommy Smokes is on Friday Night Pints. You want one?
I'm good.
I can't decide if I love Tommy Smokes or if I hate him.
That is, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but that is the Tommy Smokes brand. I don't know if I love him or hate him. That's a great place.
I mean, that's a joke. I do love Tommy. I very much love Tommy. I am joking that it's maybe hate. It's not. I love Tommy. But boy, some days you make it tough, Tommy.
I make it really hard. You can buy one-of-a-kind daily NFTs from Tommy. Yeah. What was today's?
Today's first ever mid-poop NFT.
Oh, no, Tommy.
You can't see my poop.
It's a family fucking program, man.
I'm just saying. It's still available.
I almost replied and said, I don't like this one.
It's, it's up for about $92. They've all sold right
how
now.
How much money have you made so far?
Probably about $1,000.
What? I mean, laugh all you want about Tommy Smokes and his NFTs.
Ridiculous.
The kids make it
bang.
I mean,
it's part of it is like the Ethereum has gone up a lot over the past few weeks, and the price gets set in Ethereum, so that has helped. But they've all sold. There's been 20, and they've all sold.
Tommy Smokes is heavy crypto. We're part of the Hoge family.
Hoge gang.
My Hoge brother in arms. We'll talk about that in a moment. Kelly Keegs is here as well.
Hello.
As always, have a couple cocktails and chop it up. We got Zah in the building. Zah, you're kind of like my arch nemesis, you know, by default, just because that motherfucker Troops is always chirping at me. So now I got to hate you as well, man. I'm sorry. It's collateral damage. That's just what it is.
My world has collapsed, too.
Well, you know, they're not that good of a team, right? That's what it comes down to. They're not a good club.
It's over.
Kroenke in, baby. Kroenke in.
All right, I'm off.
Jeff D. Lowe is here. I can't even believe it. I figured you were going to take like a month off after doing the full dozen tournament, which is in the books. It will air when?
Monday. Monday's the first match airs.
How long does it air?
You get Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for 3 weeks. All at 7 p.m.
Holy shit. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
All at 7 p.m.
Primetime TV for 3 straight weeks, the dozen tournament. No spoilers, but we'll talk about the experience for you hosting it and whatnot.
We were just talking about literal spoilers, too. Are we going to be live tweeting it? I do think we're going to have to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You treat this like a real show. If you were watching a show that you loved, you were on social media, you'd be tweeting about it. That's everybody else's fault if they can't get on board and figure it out. Plus, they got 3 weeks, so you can catch up on other episodes. If you miss it, stay off Twitter for a night, whatever. This is a full-blown, real-deal game show that everyone's been excited. No, we're not catering to the three assholes who can't watch
people,
it. We did that with Survivor. It was like,
exactly,
fuck off.
Yeah. Exactly.
Spoilers, like, stopped being a thing for a while, I think, in the binge. Because, like, people just didn't even really tweet about shows anymore because we weren't watching it live.
Yeah.
Even now just dipping my toe back into, like, Mayor of Easttown and stuff like that, mm-hmm. people are furious. Like, even right... Dude, I just sent my prediction after the show. Like, there wasn't anything... Yeah. I didn't have a specific, like, instance of what happened in the show. It's just like, all right, I think it was Siobhan's girlfriend. And people were like, dude, give us a time to catch up. Yeah. Like, I just said who I think
is. I'm not going to go as far as say I'm going to spoil things on purpose, but I extra tweet about it just to piss those people off. I've gone that far where I'm like, it's not, I don't live my life according to your fucking schedule. Get the fuck out of here. So if you don't watch it, it's your fault. So 3 weeks of the dozen coming up. We got Rude Boy here, too. Now, this is a topic that Fights just brought up, and I feel like Rudy is the perfect guy for it. So there's a story right now, and nobody's talking about, and we all should be talking about it. It's like the monkeys and the humans. Like, what's, you know, and when, like, every other week the government confirms there's, you know, aliens and UFOs, and nobody seems to care.
Tommy doesn't know what's coming.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, what's about to say? I don't know either.
There's a Chinese space station.
A Chinese rocket.
Rocket. That is 10 stories long.
250 tons
that is plummeting back to Earth.
It's going to crash into Earth this weekend. We don't know
and
where.
We don't know where.
I think I saw something about that.
Could be anywhere.
And I was like, this can't be real.
Because it's China and they're probably not, like,
but
you know,
we,
giving
can't
us any
we, like,
information.
Shoot it down or no?
So that's what so the reason I mentioned Rudy is because I was saying, if I was, like, a young guy living in the city, partying still, I would be having a possible end of the world party, being like, "Yo, girl, well, like the fucking space station might
and
land on top of us."
As well, I assume. Yeah.
Are they just gonna, break up in the atmosphere?
So that's what I asked him. I haven't read, like, I don't know what the, you know, usually though, if it's like a rocket,
land.
They usually
they wouldn't phrase it as landing.
What's that?
They wouldn't phrase it as landing.
They're phrasing it as crashing.
Yeah, oh, but usually I feel like if it's something. Was it something designed to come back to Earth? Or because
I don't believe
does happen where they design it to just land in the ocean.
Right, but I'm saying if it's designed to come back to Earth, it should be able to get through
down,
the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know
there was
what I mean?
A Taco Bell promotion once. Taco Bell, there was a satellite crash into Earth,
yes,
and they put a large platform in the ocean.
Like
it wasn't
like
large
like
enough.
A target, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of it hit, it's like free tacos forever or whatever.
I was now they just steal a base in the World Series and we get free tacos. That seemed really lame at that time.
Yeah, but I mean, I think right now is the time to, like, text your crush, text your ex.
This is how the article
things,
starts.
Be like, we might get hit by a fucking Chinese rocket.
This is the New York Times. No, this is the very start of the article. No, you are almost certainly not going to be hit by a 10-story, 23-ton piece of rocket hurtling back to Earth. That said, the chances are not zero.
is it 230 tons or 23?
23.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's life, bro.
I can check that. That's like, listen, when we get, like, Willie, Frank the Tank, and a few other guys in the room, that was like team cut for the fucking Whoop Challenge, right? Give me a break, man.
But can we know soon? Like, I feel like at a certain point in the atmosphere, we're able to see it's probably going to land.
I would imagine the reason why we don't know is, like, China's not talking to us and telling us.
China. I mean, you can give us a little.
We have to have satellites that can check it, right?
I would think, but I also feel like China, just whenever China's, like, to blame, they're just like, nah, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like
there should be. Wuhan, what? What are you talking about?
If something, like, breaks through the atmosphere, everybody that is, like, you know, shooting shit into space gets a notification, like, whoop, there's something in the atmosphere. You know how sometimes when there's, like, a human body detected or movement
Amber
detected
alert.
And, like, like that kind of shit, but for the atmosphere. Does that not exist?
Well, apparently not. I don't know. We'll find
right
out.
Now, the latest prediction is it'll hit on Sunday at 3:43.
They know the exact minute, but they don't know where?
They have narrowed it down to basically the entire Earth.
Like, holy shit,
it's going to land somewhere in this window right here.
It's not going to hit Rush, but northern
Russia.
Yeah, basically
Russia's good.
All right, so all of Australia, so basically, like, Siberia is safe. Everything below Siberia in Russia and Asia is in trouble.
Zimbabwe?
It's like a Rick and Morty
sliver of Africa. Where's Zimbabwe?
Oh, well, fuck.
Sorry,
bro. Sorry,
God fucking damn it.
And
the U.S. is
fucking
dead. Yeah, like that. It's like a band that goes across this way. So, like, that middle. It's like the middle of the Earth, basically.
It's basically where all the people live.
Yeah.
It's going to hit one of those spots.
It's actually kind of surprising that I feel like I mean, I guess it probably has to do with orbits and gravity and pull and all that shit, why we don't get hit by stuff all the time. But you feel like... I'm surprised that there's been, you know, only, like, one meteor in the last, like, the dinosaur meteor.
I actually saw a visual about that. It's honestly mostly because of Jupiter.
Right, Jupiter pulls everything
Jupiter
away, right?
Jupiter pulls, like, really? Basically yeah. everything.
Jupiter is a fat motherfucker
yeah,
out
Jupiter
there.
Is, Ratty, yeah, Jupiter right? is, like, it's, like, yeah. literally our muscle.
For real. Yeah.
It's, like, our muscle.
Yeah, because it puts everything in, like, a perfect, like, the solar system's in, like, yeah. perfect harmony because Jupiter's so fat, it's, like, pulling everything away.
I've always said that it seems like we should have a better game plan for asteroids. Like, anytime yeah. there's, like, an asteroid, it's like, yeah. This one will probably miss us.
That's all
we like,
say, though.
That's it. We're just yeah. like, yep, doesn't look like this one will miss us. But if it ever is going to, what do we do?
I thought that this was prime time for Armageddon-type shit.
No, but they tested out a thing where they landed on an asteroid, and that was basically, like, proof that they could deflect one if they wanted to. Like, they landed a probe on a moving asteroid, and then
really?
So if there was one that was coming right at us,
could just be a bomb.
Hypothetically, if they could do it again, they could get on it and then just explode it.
I'll tell you what, if we ever pull off...
You're just describing Armageddon.
Yeah. If we ever pull off a real-life Armageddon,
yeah.
if, like, America's ever responsible for a real-life Armageddon to save the planet...
Oh. I don't
the thing that sucks, though, is
you're...
Yeah, no more... Oh, America, like, you're so fat and racist. Oh, yeah? We just saved the world Armageddon style, so fuck you.
Right.
Yeah,
the thing that sucks is you can't send people. Like, you would, it'd be way more efficient just to send, like, a drone, like, a just a...
Well, yeah, I don't think you...
There's no, like, single...
Which sucks. Heroes. It's like, can we send Bruce Willis?
Would you go if you...
Fuck yeah, dude. I would do literally anything in any capacity in space. Even if it was guaranteed death.
So Elon and them, I think, just...
You take guaranteed death to go to space?
Because, dude, if I die in space...
What if you just waited a few years and, like, maybe, like, the technology...
I was going to say, I think Elon is selling, like, tickets right now. Like, commercial travel to space. You go with a space team.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're doing, but you could be a civilian and just go up.
I would do it.
Would you go to space?
Probably.
I do think like an initial test run space. Right.
No.
Right.
No.
But
eventually, yeah.
Space.
I think like in our lifetime, SpaceX will be doing super expensive, I'm sure. But you probably could. You would.
No,
do
I
it.
Think like iPhone 1. Remember that? You're like,
I'll let you test it out.
Give me 3G, then I'll do it.
Would you want to have some gummies? Probably.
No, I mean, Rudy hasn't stopped eating the entire show.
Yeah.
He's just
Oh, I'm so
Hank once ate a whole jar of the actual biotin.
Can I eat two of these? It says serving size one. I'm feeling crazy. The
world
might
like
end
four
this week.
I rip a handful of
time. This is pretty clean.
I'm out.
Like, that'd be nice.
I'm out.
Yeah, no germs up there.
Yeah, but how long does it take to get?
Think about the NFT.
How long does it take to get to space? I don't know.
Oh my god, the NFT.
Like, first ever Tommy Smokes NFT in orbit while you just float around.
I'm going to space.
That's your retirement fund.
How much do you think that would sell for? The Tommy Smokes
Buddha
floating in orbit.
Buddha Ben has Tommy Smokes selfie number one. He had it listed for $3.5 million. He took it down because he thought that would have been a steal.
I can't tell Buddha Ben. Shout out to Buddha. He sent me a great hoodie. I love him. And I love that he's like so passionate. And when you're doing like your own thing, you got to take it like super serious and like really
be, like,
go after it.
A millionaire.
Yeah, like
I was gonna say that was my question.
Is like, is it like. It's going to go one way or the other, and I feel like he's
selling, like, all his hoodies are selling out, like, his NFTs are doing well, his real art. I was telling him, too, he should start, like, a YouTube channel where he does his drawing, because, like, I find it, like, oddly satisfying when, like, people draw. Yeah. I think it's, like, an ASMR
thing. We did it because we had one of our
right.
blogs.
Like, so if he's got a YouTube channel
like
where he's drawing, promoting his collection, he's got all his NFTs, he's got his hoodies, he's got his physical art, like, that's so much stuff. And if he's getting paid in crypto, which is only going up, he will be a millionaire.
Yeah.
For sure.
Is that what he's doing right? Like, you can't just buy with regular money? You have to buy with crypto? Or you can't?
Well, any NFTs you can't buy with regular
money.
You have to buy on, like, OpenSea. I think, like, his hoodies and stuff you could buy.
Got it.
I almost bought one the other day. I almost bought one of your selfies the other day.
You? I mean, please do.
You almost bought a Tommy Smoke selfie?
I just couldn't get...
I
was like...
I will bash you.
I did.
You saw the video where the guy smashed him with the wine bottle?
It's an investment,
John. I will do that if you buy Tommy Smoke.
I didn't. It was...
I'm just saying, you can do it. And that'll be an NFT. It's me smashing Tommy and you with a fucking bottle.
I clicked the link and I just didn't have an OpenSea account. I was like, I don't feel like making one right now.
I
but there will be a day where I'm bored enough.
I have an OpenSea, not for your ship. Like, remember, you sent me the instructions.
Yeah,
I have an OpenSea. I have a wallet now. I don't have any money in it. I don't know what to do with it.
What
but
are you
going to
do?
I want to make an NFT. Your brother told me to do this.
Yeah.
For the original plane breakout photo.
Oh,
I
wow.
Okay.
See?
There are
it's a funny, like, it's a cool concept, because even, like, I mean, Dave's obviously was fucking crazy.
140 grand on the first ever Barcelona.
How many, like, moments are in, like,
dude, that's what I said that initially. I was like, when you think about all the pictures, all the videos, Like, there are iconic Barstool moments with everybody here.
Could you imagine owning the NFT of the first time Brandon thinks Khan's cheated and then doesn't? Like, could you imagine, like, just owning that? Like,
Brandon so many Devlin? Devlin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was. Brandon shoving him would
all
be
all of that shit, man.
Wild. There I are, think, like, we think, like, we're so on the internet. We talked about this with Dogecoin, too, where it's like, we think we're late on something. Yes. But we're so on the internet.
As far as
we're
the general public, we're way
NFTs, like, if I ever tell anyone that's like doesn't work at Barstool NFTs, they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. And I do genuinely think that eventually NFTs will be like something everyone
totally normal
knows.
That's why Hoge.
Hoge.
Hoge is still.
Buy Hoge.
Me and Tommy, a couple other people here in the Hoge family. Hoge has to at least kind of do what Doge did. It has to. Yeah. It's basically the same word. It's a dog. It's Doge. It's the same thing. It's very hard to buy right now. You got to follow a thousand
that's
steps.
That's why it's perfect.
And eventually, if you're in, if you do all those steps and get it on, eventually, when it's on like Blockfolio, hey Blockfolio, put it in your fucking app. Then
it's really
everybody buys
that,
it. And
it's not that.
Do you
hard
have
to
do that every time you want to buy it? Like, do,
no.
do you already
yeah,
have
you
right,
go
that
through,
is
you go
here's
through
for
long
everyone
steps,
who wants to buy Hogecoin. Here's how you do it. Go on Blockfolio, coin, whatever. Well, we'll say Blockfolio. Any wallet like that. Buy Ethereum. Set up a MetaMask account. Send your
MetaMask.
It's
not
easy. It's a Google Chrome extension. Send the Ethereum to your MetaMask account. And then use Uniswap to switch Ethereum to Hogecoin.
You know what is funny? What you just said.
That's it. It's not that.
It's a lot like workout commercials where they're like, just do this for 15 minutes and you'll be good. It's like, okay, yeah, if I just do 15 minutes of straight push-ups, I'm going to be fucking gassed. If you think about 15 full minutes of downloading and clicking and following and logging in. And
but for the
like,
potential of millions.
I know, I did it. I'm just saying, when people are like, it only takes 15 minutes. Like, in terms of logging into shit a bunch of times,
yeah,
that's a long fucking time.
Logging into shit is the worst. Like,
oh,
that is,
and they have a million,
this,
and it's good. They have, like, all these security checks so you don't, like, get robbed or whatever.
Also that,
but it's like,
I'm very paranoid about losing my wallet password.
Yeah.
I have it, like, securely.
I think
I might
have lost my
phone somewhere.
I don't have a clue what my password is.
It's very long. It makes no sense.
Are you guys the biggest stakeholders of Hoge in the world?
No.
What is
Tom
has about 93 million Hoge coins.
Holy shit.
But who else?
I have 4 million.
Yeah,
has anybody else outside of the bar?
Wait, hang on. I have 3 million Hoge coins. If Hoge does what Doge did, that'll be worth like $150,000, I think.
Fuck. More than that. If Hoge gets up to 50 cents, we'll have millions. We'll have millions.
Really?
Yes.
Millions.
If Hoge does what Doge does,
well, think about it. If we have 3 million Hoge coins, 50 cents is half of that. It's 1.5 million.
So Tom Lay will be like a fucking...
Tom Lay will be
But that, I mean, like as much as I'm joking...
That's an unbelievable amount of money.
Like, it's really not that crazy to think that Hoge will have its moment, whether it goes to 50 or 60 cents or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm thinking of when... There was a point when my Doge would have been worth like 50 grand. But I think that was when it went to like 10 cents.
Right. Right now, I think Hoge is point
zero. I mean,
zero,
imagine
zero,
Tom
zero,
Lay
zero.
Is just fucking... Like,
that
has $10 million?
That'd be insane.
It's very possible.
Very possible.
But does anybody outside of Barstool have Hoge?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's a deflationary coin, Rudy, okay?
Yeah.
Whereas Doge floods the market because it's a joke. Hoge is in control of the fucking demand and the supply in the market at all times.
I feel you. I respect it. I respect
50%
it.
50% of people hold, or the top holders, like few holders, hold 50% of Dogecoin. Like, they could influence the market like that. Hogecoin, it's deflationary.
The people.
The people own it. The people own Hoge.
I respect it, dude.
Just got
in we're in a cult.
We're in a cult.
Oh, for sure we're in a cult.
These are the same people that like came here, deliver shit to you?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
All that? Okay,
who will be on the podcast.
Which actually I thought was a very bad sign. Very bad sign.
That they were like,
they were like Tommy
using him to
because we're a fucking family over here. You know about family.
But he's the whale of like.
I am the Elon Musk.
You guys seen the WeWork documentary?
Yes.
He reminds me of, what's his name? Andrew,
Adam,
the CEO,
Adam,
the whatever the fuck CEO
is. I cannot comment on
it's that. Actually, he's one of those guys people just like trusted what he said and followed what he did. And maybe it ended up being like a little weird, but like the idea itself was unbelievable.
Yeah. And honestly, the most important thing, it's got a cute meme. Cute dog meme too.
Yes,
it's a different
memes
dog.
Are very
it's not
good.
The Shiba Inu. It's the regular fucking meme.
I saw two this morning.
That looked like
of
the Doge,
Doge dog.
Yeah,
oh. And I got back on the Doge train yesterday.
Well, so here's the thing with Doge.
That's
Elon,
a sign, Rudy.
That's a
Elon's
sign.
That's
dude.
What I'm talking to you, bro.
Elon's going on Saturday Night Live tomorrow.
I can't wait for that.
And he's going to talk about Doge, and everyone's thinking like it's going to pop again, but. Doge is 2008, man. It's over. It's over. Doge had its moment. It's
I think it's too late to get rich on Doge. Like
yeah,
right
you
now,
you
Doge
can make some money, but you're not
cents,
gonna. Yeah.
Even if it goes to $5, which is crazy, 10 times investment, you put $1,000 in, that's nice, $10,000. That's not changing your life.
It's not millions.
Like, Postcoin
like
is so baby. Small right now where you could have that, like, 10,000 times.
Well, that's why, as much as it's silly.
What?
10K? Like, why would
that's
you
not life-changing
want,
money.
But why would you not want 10K?
No,
why
you
would you not
it,
want 10 million?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just do both?
Tommy's
yeah.
just going
Tommy
to Sean Parker. And 10
yeah.
Cool.
But the idea, like, there's nothing else aside from just actual gambling, like throwing a bunch of money on a fucking number in roulette, that's going to give you that possible return. Of course, it's all, like, silly and meme and pie in the sky.
Yeah.
But there is a better chance at getting, like, 10,000x your money doing this than, like, anything
yeah.
else, really.
Yeah, no,
are you on crypto?
Nope.
Not at all?
I thought about it.
You feel like,
come
I feel
really
like
close.
You would be that guy.
Yeah, it's a thing that, like, I feel like I've missed the boat a couple times.
Yeah,
same.
Like, don't Bitcoin for sure. I did miss the boat on Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Like, big time.
Right.
Not to a point where, like,
did
I
did you ever consider
it?
And,
absolutely.
Like, and you just
I,
never
like,
pulled the trigger.
Like,
that sucks.
Close to regretting. Like,
yeah.
that's how close. But I've... The steps,
come on
don't,
with the,
the steps don't sound that crazy.
I'll
they really
do.
Right
through it tonight. Yeah.
There's a chance. There's a chance I do
like,
it.
Bitcoin's so stupid. Like, I just forever was making fun of that shit. And now
well,
I'm,
they
like,
are
I
all pretty dumb
now.
In a way, but whatever.
The right people told me about Bitcoin, and then all of, like, the four or five people who wanted me to do it early, one person absolutely was the wrong person to tell me it, and I said, if you're in, I can't be in.
Mm,
and that person did sell way too early and blew it, so I feel mildly justified in that
right,
sense.
Sure,
but
sure, sure.
There was one guy who was like, I just can't be on anything.
Well, I remember, I mean, our first introduction was Bitcoin Marty. So, anybody, but it's kind of like one or the other. But Marty was very like, Bitcoin Marty was this dude who just started coming to Barstool without a job. He did not work here, he didn't get a paycheck. But he spent his whole day here. And I just remember him writing on whiteboards and stuff. And I was like,
he had a job, right? He worked here. I think he worked
here.
I thought he worked for Lou, but did he?
I think
like,
he was on Lou's payroll, not
Barstool.
I think him and Lou just did Bitcoin. But I think he was technically employed by Barstool.
It was early enough in Barstool that like it could be.
Also, like remember, like he still has, like I believe he has like the number one Bitcoin podcast in the world, like CEO Jack Dorsey has gone on his podcast. My point was that
I remember being like, who is this Bitcoin Marty?
He has like 60,000 followers.
I think he has like 60,000 Bitcoins. Total.
Tales from the Crypt.
So I remember being, you know, Bitcoin Marty, like, who is this wacky guy? And now he's like, oh, I'm the guy who's like, you know, 10,000 times your net worth, pal.
MLB Network, I learned about.
Yes. Yes. Mad Dog Russo.
Oh, yeah.
I got Bitcoin Marty coming up into the brink or whatever.
Top 5 personnel.
I think they called it Playboy Marty by mistake. That's current.
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 Bitcoin
Marty.
Bitcoin
Marty. I'm trying to
like Playboy Marty.
You can't work here and be called Marty and not have a nickname rider attached to
you. Yeah, that's
pretty
much. Marty Bent has 67,000 followers right now. Editor-in-chief of Marty's Bet. Yeah. He had like, I think, 1,000 when he worked here.
I mean, him and Lou are probably going to retire off of Bitcoin alone. So sometimes the crazy people are the ones to listen
to.
It's, it's always
the person
line.
I didn't listen to wasn't crazy, was an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the other people were crazy. The other people were crazy though, and I should have listened to them.
Mm-hmm.
The idiot just he drove me away.
Well,
so
even
looking
like Portnoy, you know, Portnoy's either depending on what you're talking about, like the smartest guy in the world or like the biggest idiot. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, you know, if you listen to him on this thing, you'd be fucked. If you listen to him on this thing, you're going, you know, to the
can't
top.
Be, can't be in the middle.
You know what I think is the future of it is I think that like why wouldn't you just be able to like crypto a person. Like, you know how everyone's like, oh, I'm buying stock in,
so
like...
That's, so BitClout is, like, the first thing that has that, where you can buy... Yeah, BitClout's like a...
I've never heard of
it. It's like a kind of a social network, but it's the idea of that you can buy into, like, a social, like a influencer.
Okay, well, that I would love to get on. However, if it wasn't, like, skyrocketing, it would ruin my confidence.
So I'm showing no. I'm
like,
on it.
If not everyone in the world invested in me personally,
you
I would
might
take
already
it
be on it. They, what they did is they went through and they
are
had...
Are people profiting off of me?
No,
am
no,
I
no.
Get a
it's, like, it's like my account already existed. A lot of Barstool people's already existed, and I just claimed it. So I haven't done anything with it. I'm not spending any money on it, but I was like, just in case, because if something fucking skyrockets... So I think there's basically like there's like a KFC coin.
Okay.
You get your own crypto coin, and people can buy that if they
I'm
think
intrigued.
You're going to go up.
Yeah.
Well, somebody
I'm going to be really
that's
mad.
That's the future, dude.
The article I read about it had a tweet embedded from, I think... One of the YouTube guys, it was either Mr. Beast or David Dobrik, RIP, one of those guys, said, like, I don't know anything about stocks, but I do know about this world of, like, internet influencers. So, and I've got money to spend, but I don't know anything about stocks, so I don't want to invest in that. But if I could buy and sell this kind of shit, like, I know a fuck ton. I know who's going to blow up. I know who's going to fall off. I know this is the realm I know. So I wish I could buy and invest in that. And that's what BitClout did, where you can actually...
BitClout. I mean, weirdly, that's, like, more tangible of an asset than an NFT.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if you bought Za, and then he links up with troops, and they're fucking... Yeah. They start skyrocketing. Like, that's, you know, buying the right people when they get
that's
in here early.
What's the price?
Like, what decides the price of that person? Is it based on, like, followers?
That I don't know. I mean, it's like, what your actual clout is. I think it's based on your follow, because it's all linked to Twitter and Instagram, so it's probably heavy followers.
It could also just be based on nothing. Like, Doge is based on literally nothing.
Well, Doge is based on how many people buy it.
Yeah, but it's so you could be the same thing about, like, Tommy Smokes. If you got enough people to be like, we're going to buy Tommy, then the price goes up.
I'm very into this.
I'm not into it.
It's either I have like scam, because it sounds like slavery. And like everyone's gonna invest their money and lose it, or they're gonna get rich.
It's not. I don't think it sounds like slavery. Like I would just like, I would be like, well, I feel like responsible. I feel like I have a fiduciary responsibility to people who invest.
I'd be like,
all right, I'm gonna get drunk on a Saturday afternoon. Like, well, but I'm not working, and my investors are probably.
Could you imagine? Let's think about this. Could you imagine you log into BitCloud and you put $1,000 of your money into John Feidelberg? You log on to Instagram and he's drinking his milkshake.
It would go up. Yeah. If I invested in fights and I went on a Saturday night and he's on Instagram, he's like, I'm reading, I'd sell immediately. Yeah. Like, out. Yeah. No.
Like, have you seen the milkshake guy? He's his mustache. He says big words. What the moon?
Yo, I hate it.
It's disgusting.
I follow you on TikTok and I followed to support you. I think it rules. I'm sorry, I think it's so funny.
TikTok's awesome because the views are going down, but the leaning into it is going up, which is such an awesome move.
I've been doing my whole career with this guy. That's what we do here.
It's just so gross. What do you do after? Can you let us behind the scenes?
When it's on your chest?
Oh, it's
everywhere.
Afterwards, I have to have a serious cleaning session. I have to I get like paper towels and I have to clean up the porch because it would just like stain the porch.
Yeah.
And then I obviously get right in the shower after that. But it is, I've said this before. I don't know if I said it on the podcast or on Friday Night Pints. I apologize
to your shareholders?
To any woman. I didn't disregard, but I just didn't think it was that serious, the whole, like, don't get it in my hair. Because when you have a protein-based liquid in your mustache, it's a hard shower.
You really got to scrub stuff out of it.
We had this conversation with your girlfriend and myself. We were like, yeah, talking about eyelashes. And so that's been my fucking plight for so many years. I'm like, listen, come in your eyelashes. It's really hard to get out. So be considerate always. And then never considerate. Now all of a sudden, we got Mr. Considerate.
Drink a couple protein shakes.
That's it.
Solidarity.
And I do always go, it is by far, and like, I've said this a couple times as well, but like, the most hated thing I've ever done in my career. Like, people, like, strangers and followers have always, hated things here and there. But, like, I have...
This is across the board.
People who, like, I have real emotional connections to, being like, this is going to ruin our relationship.
That is fucking gross. It is hard to resist.
I think it's very funny. I'm into it. I like it.
On Instagram, it's one thing. On TikTok, it's got, like, 52 views.
TikTok's the perfect place.
Up to 10,000 daily!
TikTok is the perfect place for it because there's all kinds of freaks on TikTok who love shit like that.
You're going to end up
like
Ken Jack.
That's
shit.
Actually the problem.
Like, you know what? TikTok is really good for it. Instagram, don't put it on my screen.
No one here is marketing. Like, everyone's like starting to do TikTok and like do their own thing and... No one's marketing being a freak on TikTok. We don't have any. We need a freak.
Wait, Jeff, you're mistaken. You must not be on the right TikTok because there's a lot of fucking.
Not here
on TikTok.
Though. No one is going to be the barstool freak.
My first introduction to TikTok was Ken Jack with his when he posts them all. Yeah. So I was like
the guy with the fucking arm. Yeah,
it's people on TikTok are people who apparently don't have any bones. People who are horny cops and people who have dead babies and they carry dolls around and heavy divorcees. And then I found out TikTok is that's just one little freak corner of it. But I guess that's like the internet.
TikTok is so fascinating to me. It's like one of those, think of like the big tree, I want to say like Fern Gully. You know that movie Fern Gully with that giant fucking tree with all the different branches and all the different like lives and homes and everything's over here. That's like TikTok to me. It's like every single branch has like 15 subsets and then subsets off of that.
But it's all the same fucking app.
It blows my mind. I'm on it for 6 hours a day.
Their algorithm is the most dank.
It's amazing. It's unbelievable. Everything that I get on my For You page, I laugh at every single time. There's never a miss. Like, never a miss.
Yeah. No, I mean, they once crazy. They know who you are, they know who the fuck you are.
Yeah, and that's a real...
It's really scary.
Algorithm-based app that sends shit your way is a real look in the mirror. Yeah. It's a real reality check where I'm like, why are they sending...
It's because they know who I am as a person.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, good.
It's awesome.
I started using my TikTok as like a diary. I just like talk into it. Like it's an Instagram story because I don't love the... You'll never catch me like flirting with a camera. Never. I would rather die.
What does that mean?
You would think that I wouldn't be like that. No, I'm not. I can take myself seriously. Yeah, like if I'm like dancing and like singing along to one of the songs, lip syncing, I'll maybe lip sync. And I've also maybe done it a couple times when I'm hammered, but I like regret it. Like I'm like, it's already there. I can delete it, but I regret it. But everybody else seems so comfortable with that. I am not. So now I'm just like, I talk it and I'm like, you know what? I'm fucking tired. I don't know, man. Goodbye. Or like I'm drunk and I'm like, I'm drunk. I'm at the pool. I'm eating pizza. Like whatever. I'm drunk. Like going. It's going okay.
I mean, I tried. I can't. I can't do it.
I'm in a war with TikTok. They banned me.
You sat here shaking your head, stewing this whole TikTok.
I got kicked out of the creator fund, which is like where you get paid for views. I don't know what I did. I never had any videos taken down.
You're the bad boy at TikTok.
That's the only point.
When you talked about killing like your Uncle Eugene, like burying
bodies.
That's
funny.
Our new TikTok guy has been in contact with TikTok, with the people, and they're like, he emailed us like, hey, can we get time back? His email was it was nice, but it's always like, hey, Tom, like he puts out a lot of content that does really well, but he's the only account we have that isn't growing. I think he's shadow banned or something, and they were like, yeah, like, we can't get him back in the fund. Like, I don't know what I did. I might start a new account, but I have, like, 60,000 followers, which isn't insignificant.
Well, on TikTok, it is kind of, you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to make TikTok...
I think if you get over 10 on TikTok,
where if you had one viral TikTok, you'd get fucking 100,000 followers.
And I missed that.
We missed the boat. We didn't miss the boat on Dogecoin, but we missed the boat.
The creator fund thing just reminded me of the tip jar.
Yeah.
I meant to ask you about that.
I mean, we're not going to make a dime, but every girl and all their simps are going to make... The chicks are going to clean up.
You guys were talking about it. I was like, fuck, how do I get on there? Like, I promised my so many
Twitter
people.
One day.
You got to be like a certain...
I don't give a shit. Like, tip me.
But I jokingly said, I was like, yeah, I turned on my tip jar. Anyone is allowed to give me all the money they want. Like, I wasn't serious. People were upset.
Mad at you for doing that?
They're like, you think we're actually going to give you fucking money for your tweets? Like, no, I don't think that. That would be insane. You'd be stupid to do that.
Honestly,
it would be stupid.
Chicks are going to get money. You're going to have an army of simps that will just be like, if you just tweet out, like, I need money for my nails today, you will have guys.
Legion of simps.
Oh, I can't wait. And
dudes won't make much money, but I bet you eventually they will. I don't know. Eventually they'll be.
I saw a lot of people, like, actual journalists and stuff, like Yashar Ali, that guy. He set his up, and he's like, FYI, I set up my thing if you like my content. He's serious.
People like us, no. But people who are like, I'm still out here trying to put out, like, good journalism, and, you know, like, it doesn't pay that well, but if you want me to keep. Yeah. That shit'll work.
Yeah,
the sob stories.
There's so
not
few
like tip me.
Did you make?
Yeah, there's no checking my mustache. Give me a dollar.
Nobody tipped you.
I honestly don't even know how you go about doing it.
You set up now. Like once you go, you take a step forward. You go to.
You have yours on, Kevin.
Go to edit. Go to edit profile, and that's where you'll see it.
For hypothetical.
Yesterday I did it, and it wasn't.
Yeah, my tip jar is really on. But I also, my Venmo, I'm banned from Venmo.
I don't see any tip.
And
yeah, like, how do I... I'm looking at your...
It's
you have yours on, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at your profile. I don't even see where I should be. So,
I don't even... Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
Where do you turn it on?
Go to edit profile.
The interesting thing is that... I think it depends on, like, what platform it's like, on Twitch... People just throw money.
I know, that's what I mean. That's why when people are like, you think we're really going to do that? It's like, I don't know, motherfuckers on Twitch do it all the time. People do it on OnlyFans
YouTube
and Cash App and everything. You tell all
YouTube, time. Yeah, anything
throw
that's
money,
like live streaming.
You guys making money?
Oh, Troops does.
Yeah?
$50, $100
Because people, it's the same thing as Patreon and OnlyFans and all that shit, where it's like, when you're a real fan of somebody and you think you're like down for the cause,
you're like supporting their whole thing, you know. So I don't think it's that far.
It is.
People would pay for the. You could get tips for the dozen right now, no fucking doubt.
Yeah.
The dozen is such a like a.
figure out how to get that set up.
Honestly, though, it's such a grassroots thing. Like when you posted the other day when it was wrapped up, where you're like, you know, thanks to the fans and thanks to everyone who competes. Like, it
my
is one of those.
Open.
It's one of those, like, yeah. You know what I mean? And yeah, sure, maybe you should say something like, we'll use part of it to like for the a set
look,
next year.
Look, 2% will go to charity. I promise. Yeah.
That is the best way to get money. So probably we'll get to something
like
better than you.
Oh yeah.
One percent of this.
Don't give money to me, but
1% of this will go to charity. Which one? We don't know.
Not sure yet,
dude. Politicians should start Twitch streaming, and then like in the middle, like, well, we're signing Bill 328Z. Dogfish420, thank you for the tweet. That'd be fucking sick.
How were you relieved when the dozen when the tournament was over?
Or yes.
Like, are you just
yes.
like starting
will,
season
will,
two, or you need like a little break for a while?
Yes, I was very relieved. People who were there know I was relieved. that's my little
and,
tease.
And
there.
You were just filming for what, like 12 hours a day, 2 days in a row?
Yeah,
like?
it was a lot. And there's a lot of people that helped out, and I'm gonna make sure to thank them too at the end of this, but. It was a lot. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, which is cool because I loved it. Like, I'm not, like, it's not fucking brain surgery. I didn't go, like, you know, down to, like drilling for oil. But it was, like, mentally.
You know,
very
that's what
exhausting.
We always say. I'm sick of that.
It's always like, look, I'm not a coal miner.
I said it, though.
Sometimes it's fucking hard.
This is what I said, though. What we do here is the coal mining of the internet. It's not literal coal mining where it's hard, but in the internet world, like when you're grinding it out, you're dealing with assholes and haters and you're trying to grow it and like all that shit, it's like it's the coal mining of the internet. So yeah, it's not manual
like
labor, but
I don't think I've ever been saying that.
I mentioned it on the Kevin Clancy show. It's like it's where the coal mine and not maybe specifically the dozen, but like just Barstool in general, where it's like we deal with the fucking toxicness of it all. We deal with the haters. We deal with the stress. People like Dave, the competition, all that shit. We're coal mining here. We're out here coal mining. So.
Also, too, if you miss, like, and I've said this forever, but if you miss 2 days, maybe you're like, oh, I'm not gonna be, like, so plugged in today. Like, you're not even offline entirely. You could miss 15 things, and you're behind for a week and a half. Like, that's
I'm
me
also,
this week. I missed a couple things. I was not on my phone much this weekend. I feel the most stress I've ever been this whole week, because I'm like, what the fuck did I miss? Like, people are talking about things I didn't even hear about.
Yep.
What the hell is going
and
on?
And I took off last week, and, like, I also have the feeling, I guess it's probably a little silly, but I'm like, some other fucking two white guys podcast is just going to slide right in, and then we're out of the rotation. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
there's
a lot of other choices, but...
Always people coming for you.
Did the Rudy? Dozen go with the way you wanted it to, expected it to? Like, was there anything you were disappointed in? Anything you wish went different? Everything went well?
No, I think I know how I would do it differently next time, but that has nothing to do with what people will see. Mm-hmm. There was one little part of, like, the actual competition that I'll tweak. I don't think it's going to ruin anything, but prep was tough. Like, we were here. So I had myself, our producer, Robbie, who's the fucking man, not the other one, Tyler Goochman, a real person. That's a guy that exists. We have another guy, this guy Ramsey, who was Beth Balls went to his wedding. He was an old caller on Big Tree.
Yeah.
Flew into New York and wrote questions with us.
Oh wow! How many questions total did you have?
We wrote about 550 to 600 questions between Saturday and Monday.
That's nuts.
Because part of why the dozen works is that it's not just 24 trivia questions.
Yeah,
it's like
it's
I cater. This is actually illegal in the game show world. It's stacking.
So,
stacking games.
I heard you skew it up and down based on age or something?
As I write, so like I kind of weigh out the ages. I try to make it even because like it is, there's some that's just impossible. I mean, the first match is Glennie, Tommy, Smitty, Dave, Eddie, and Clem. Like that is, it's very hard to even that out.
Yeah.
So as I write a match, I score it how I think it'll go, and I don't finalize a match until it's within
50.
About 2 points.
Wow.
Usually it takes about 6 hours.
How often are you correct?
Quite often.
Yeah.
I'm pretty solid at like nailing. That's why if there's a match that goes very bad, I start to laugh a lot because I'm like, this is almost pathetic. I really thought you got to be better at this.
Right,
but
right. So have you ever lost to the Dozen Valley, Jeff really thinks you're done.
Yeah. like when I say it on the show and I say like I really thought you'd get that, I truly mean that. Like I didn't just write it and then not think about it. Like I said, oh, they're gonna get that, they're gonna get that. Because I want higher scoring and I want it to be even. But we try to cater it so it's like that. So we had to write for every single possible matchup because there just wasn't the time to like when a match
you don't know
ends,
win and move on.
I don't have time to go write because it usually takes me about 6 hours to write a whole
That's
match.
Crazy.
to write a match, do the graphics, prep for the night, and we had to write 31 in 3 days.
That's psycho.
That's insane.
That's fucking coal mining. That.
It was. We had a whiteboard. It was really fucking cool though. It was cool to get done, and it was a relief. So I wrote the final one in like 45-ish minutes, an hour before. That was, I actually thought I was gonna puke all over the conference table because I was like, there was a point. I'm looking so at happy. Time, and I said, this isn't gonna happen. This is really like, that was the first moment where I was like, no, this isn't gonna work. Yeah, like, I don't think I can do this. And then finally, like, push it through. The last game, like, everyone throughout had seen, like, a PowerPoint in front of them, so they know, like, what the questions were. And I kind of scrapped a little bit after the last one. I was like, you just have to deal with this, and then you read the questions.
Right.
We gotta get this. But, like, the fucking crew we hired was insane. There was no technical
issues. Set looks awesome.
There was no technical issues at all on their end at any point during the whole thing. It was,
I think it was the same as Survivor.
And to be fair, too, it's, like, they also do, like, the Housewives reunions. Like, they're not, like...
They're amazing.
They're real, like...
For real.
And then Trey, who's one of our editors, who is...
Genius.
A psycho person. He is so fucking good at editing stuff.
Psycho team.
And Youngstown Bob. Youngstown Bob's helping him out. I think people are going to be pleased.
Yeah. You said it's illegal for game shows to do that. I was wondering, because last night on Jeopardy, there was a category about Tennessee. And I was wondering, like, what if one of the contestants was just from Tennessee?
I think that's just obviously the luck of the draw, right?
That's just luck of the draw. Wow. Like, they can't change it based on, like, okay, this guy, John Smith, is from Memphis, Tennessee. We can't give him this category. They can't do that.
You're not supposed to stack the deck like that. Which actually is funny. Like, they usually help me. These guys help me write. But like, I write even like the categories I don't know. Like, I'll call it on Twitter. Like, hey, send me ska music. Send me this. And like, I take probably 5% of them, and I do take a lot and like rework them to like fit the show. But even just thinking about things you don't think about when you write them, because like my guys are sitting here and they're writing sports questions, they go, oh, this is a great one for this match. I'm like, can't do that guy's a Knicks fan, or can't do that guy's a Cavs fan. I can't do that. And you just like, I don't want to ever give anyone like the
too
wrong,
much of an edge. Yeah. Have you ever thought about somehow letting like a fan team in?
So we initially played with fans.
Yeah.
Like initially.
So like if there was like one team that, you know, you could either buy in or donate to charity.
We've thought about like a buy-in, like an auction off, like a team thing. There is going to be something. I don't really want to. We've talked about like really revealing what it is, but it is a little ways away, probably fallish, where people are going to get a chance to do something.
Well, that's what's cool about this is I feel like
there is a fan.
I hope you already
coming.
Have it in the works, but like an app and a series and a this and a that. Like,
I'll just nod my head. Yes.
Yeah.
There's more questions.
I don't want to overcommit. And like say something that because like it's not a product that's finished, but there is something coming that people can play and people want to like play along and do like stool streams with like you guys playing, but I don't think that's very like. I don't want to like hit any app like who I think's gonna win that stuff. I'm like, I think if you want to play trivia, you want to play trivia.
Yeah, so, like, but like, the same way we do like an answer to the internet game.
Exactly.
You can
exactly.
do
there's,
that.
There's
no
something.
Just
there is something coming.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so more important questions.
Yeah.
How many condoms do you think you can fit on your dick?
That's been his conversation.
It's been brewing
fights on this one.
So fights went on out and about Pat's super gay podcast,
which I'm kind of just on now.
I was gonna say fights is just a co-star.
Yeah, you. I will
I've
say
done, like, four wait, episodes.
He posts. He posts. He has like, actually. I like his graphic. Hurricane shows with the people in it. But I just quite frequently see fight favorites.
Always.
He's always just like, yeah, you want to do the show? I'm like,
yeah.
And then I think this week is fine. I'm like. Did you Trojan horse me into being on a gay podcast?
Thank you.
Is this just like encouraging me to come out? But yeah, so where did that come from? Was that a reader question?
It was one of the days during the dozen, we were kind of just all hanging around watching, they were playing matches on the TV. And we were kind of hanging around watching matches. And I just happened to walk by Mintz's desk, which I guess is Rocket's old desk.
Yeah.
And there's just a value sized box of condoms on it.
Ecstasy.
It was ecstasy.
Yeah, Trojan ecstasy.
And,
not my favorite.
Well, it's a condom, so
it's
inherently
favorite.
It's nobody's favorite.
It's nobody's favorite.
And I mean, you, I'm sorry, you act like that may not just have been Mincy's box.
You've seen. No, I asked. I went, what the fuck is this?
Okay.
And he says, buzz condom. And someone said, oh, it's rockets from an ad read.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
Sure. Yeah,
right. I was like, how many of these do you think you could fit on your dick? To somebody sitting over there. And then it kind of just...
There were several of us.
And it kind of just spiraled.
I think it's one of those things. It's a astronomically high number.
Yeah, that's what guys say. And then the
but
girls
I mean, you've
say,
seen when like people put their whole fucking arm
yeah,
into it. They like get inside of.
I can wear a fucking.
I swear to God.
The difference though is like guys are thinking like, yeah, I'll just pop it on real quick, whatever. I can just do it, whatever. Girls, all of us girls were around thinking logistically. The number one thing they always tell you about condoms is like, if you put two condoms on at once, they rub against each other, they rip. That's
yeah.
always a thing.
But,
so
that, but that's not fucking.
But we're not.
No,
yeah.
that's for fucking. But even when you're putting, imagine if you're putting them on fast, it could still
well,
happen
see,
that way.
My problem, I was putting it on my dick.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, you know, trying to put like one on and that shit's.
Okay, so I'm just going to come out and say.
Get on.
Yeah.
Did you
I tried
it?
Last
yeah!
time.
Yeah! You did?
You did?
I did. But I didn't. It
investigative
is
investigative journalism.
Yeah.
I love that.
Coal miner.
You yeah. now say it.
The issues stem from different things than you think. It is the only difficult thing. I could put a thousand.
Opening is probably tough.
Opening's hard.
Yeah.
My dick. Your dick was hard the whole time.
No, that's where the
that's,
issue
that's
comes.
That's why I asked if there was just like a
soft.
Dildo. I think you could just put it on. After by the time I got like. 10 on me, and it's like pinching
it,
and be like, I'm done here.
I forget exactly what I got to. I think he was 9, and...
Dude, there are literal times where I've gotten one out, and by the time I'm ready to put it on, I'm like, I'm not really there
bro,
anymore.
And it's like, because, like, you're trying to jerk off to stay hard.
And then you
gotta
open it at the same
trying
time.
To, like, rip them open.
You got the lube on you. Yeah. You put it on upside.
And then you're like, all right, get that one on, and you're like, fuck it. And then
9 is impressive.
Towards the end, you're fucking just... You're just jerking condoms. You're not even getting the dick anymore.
What
did you do this alone?
Mess that
yeah,
must have been.
Yeah. My girlfriend's away, so I just had the...
Oh, you had yourself
had
a night.
Run of the house.
Yeah.
And I think I'm one of the only people alive who could have their girlfriend come home from a weekend away.
God. Condoms
have
everywhere.
Condoms everywhere. And I'd be like, look, I was just trying to see how many I could fit in my dick.
I really wish...
And she would go... Like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I wish you had like a pet or something, like one of those Furbo cameras, and she just like tuned in.
Imagine this
cam.
You just want the light.
Use his eyes
to
make the
dude, that's like when I tried to clone my dick. Caitlin was like, "Whose fucking vibrator is this?" And I was like, "It's mine for my clone a willy." this job offers a lot of excuses that you can throw out there.
But like this morning, like. It was just there was condoms all over my apartment.
So what'd you make it to?
I forget the exact number. I actually was recording Barstool Confessions with Chaps today, and I fucking I went and got it out of the trash. The fucking goddamn cast I made of
yeah.
the condom
well,
cast.
Did you take them all off at once so that it was
yeah,
like
yeah,
all
yeah.
So it's
did
just
you
like,
run into the issue of like so that we I also said. I think other people said it too. The bands, if you line up the bands, I said it would be like a like one of those things where you put water, rubber bands on a watermelon.
Yeah,
and
then
explodes.
No, I was staggering them.
I was staggering. I feel
like if you stack
cones
on each other,
higher, no?
It's yeah. going to go Wait. Up and up.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like,
yeah.
so does the tip, like the one that
would
be on the tip,
count? I would think it would
fill
more, like a cock ring
yeah.
almost. I feel like it would turn into like a cock ring, kind of. No,
because it's
the
not.
The reservoir
it,
tip
it would
got
go
real
like,
fucking weird looking.
It would go like
okay,
this.
I believe that.
Like the rim or whatever would go
yeah,
like this.
Yeah, the rim of it.
They wouldn't go like on top of each other.
True,
they
but
would go
still
like this.
Stacked, but even as they're stacking, it's like wearing multiple rings.
Yes.
If you wear like 5-6 rings at once, your fingers
gets
still
yeah.
get swollen.
Well,
so
yeah,
I feel like it'd be the same
feel like
thing
it would pinch
your
dick.
Dick,
no?
It wasn't. I was never in pain. It was never a situation where like, again, I could have gone on for hours. I could have
kept
going. And don't worry, I got 70 condoms left, so I'm going to keep trying.
I can't believe you did this. I can't believe it.
So what
would
you... No.
You gotta get a...
I
like
I bought 230 packs.
Right? Like you have to
yeah,
get your
why don't
hands
we,
and
we'll
a Viagra
to keep
your dick
hard. We'll get some... we'll go to Get Roman and we'll get you some dick pills.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it in a heartbeat.
But what if it was...
I was having a blast. Don't get me wrong.
Did you finish?
I actually never came. I never came.
You just let it go back down eventually?
What a waste. What a
waste. The room just smells of rubber.
Sweating
when you're just like whatever.
Just profusely
no.
sweating.
I'm just
sweating.
Sweat, like sweat smell
dude,
plus
that
condom smell.
Oh
nothing
God.
Is worse than sweat plus condom smell. Nothing is worse.
Wait, what are you pointing? Wait, what are you
pointing? Bright red, sweating, naked, a three-quarter hard dick with a bunch of condoms in his hand. Oh my God. What do you got, a picture over there?
You can kind of see like the aftermath of it. Like, see, you can see how it was.
It's a shit. Wait a minute. Hang on. Let me see your phone.
That's
one.
Let me see your phone.
You can't go scrolling pictures.
Let me see your phone. Because I know you took pictures. I know you took Let me see your phone. Like, there's no way you didn't film this.
I know I didn't film it.
But you took a bunch of pictures.
I did go pictures.
Yes! I will I will get that picture. I will see that fucking picture.
NFT.
NFT.
You know, I'm not. You're not gonna get to have this in your hand.
Okay,
but that's like what it looks like.
Can I take a selfie next to?
That's your retirement fund. Oh,
did you take a picture like this?
No.
What'd you do? How'd you
take
a picture? I know that there is a picture of my platonic life partner's dick with 9 condoms on him, and I'm going to see it. I am going to see
there
that
actually
picture.
Isn't, but I will get you on this weekend. I'll send it to you.
I'm still trying to crack my dick for you. So I honestly, no joke, like 3 or 4 times I have tried and it just didn't happen. And I was like, I am sitting here. Filming.
Your dick?
Yeah, I can crack my dick.
What does that mean?
Yeah,
what?
like you can crack your knuckles.
You
my
crack
dick cracks.
Dick?
Yeah, it's weird.
Does it hurt?
No,
it feels great. It feels great.
Okay.
It's a thing. It's a no. It's a thing that you can either like, do
try.
Or not.
So it sounds like
you would know
try.
By now or not.
You got it. You don't, bro.
Yeah. You know. and when I finally talked about it, like I've known it like forever. I think I casually mentioned it once before, but then the other day on the podcast, we talked about it, and I got. Not like flooded with DMs, but enough of guys being like, "Oh my god, I thought I was the only one. I thought something was wrong." So there are people who can
what?
Like. It's like
what
right
was
in like the
first
face.
Experience? Like, was it an accident?
It was probably like during sex. Like it's kind of a thing that like if it just goes down, it kind of
pops.
Yeah,
I've had that happen.
You can crack it?
Yeah,
I've definitely never had this.
My man,
I didn't know that was that though. I thought it was like just something.
Can you hear it?
I didn't really thought about it.
It's literally like cracking a knuckle. I wish I could right now, but it's like
ever.
No, when it happens, there's actually like, you know when like a bomb explodes and there's like shock waves that go out? It's what it feels. It's like that. It's like boom.
Hey, Rudy's
yo,
you're
up dick cracked. Mine just feels like my
damn.
Knuckles.
He got the windows. Imagine like, if like the sure windows you're... exploded out like in the Matrix.
Rudy cracks his dick and he.
Oh, that'd be sick.
No, mine just like in the base of it just kind of pops.
Yeah.
And like I read up, like I Googled it and I found there's no Mayo
joints.
Clinic page, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's all like Reddit threads of people being like, yo, my dick cracked, is this okay? And a lot of people are like, you're gonna break your dick, like, you have to go to the hospital. And then there's a bunch of people being like, no, bro, it just pops.
I'm gonna throw something out there. Before anyone hit like puberty, did you guys used to have like dry orgasms? Where
yeah,
your
yeah,
dick
that's
would
a, that's
just
a thing.
Beat? Like, that's yeah. how I, like, before. Okay, Rudy's looking at me like I'm crazy.
I just didn't think you were gonna
wait,
say that.
Wait, describe it better. You're doing it.
Like,
dry orgasms.
Before you could actually, like, come when, like, you were young and, like, you would jerk off, like,
fire
your
blank.
Dick would just beat. Like
what,
it would.
What do you
mean like it would try to shoot?
Spell
yeah.
Like a pulse?
Beat. B-E-A-T. Like,
I don't know. You're talking about just shooting blanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens.
I guess so.
When you're young, it describes
so weird just now.
Beat's a weird way to say
it.
Yeah.
I was like,
what
are
you talking about? Are you more thinking?
A throb. A throb.
Okay.
It's prostating, but it's not coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was literally everyone alive.
Or okay, I'm just making sure.
No, I
can't do that now.
Yeah.
No, like, if I jerk off now, I'm like,
now.
I'm going to cut.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I'd like to turn that off. Right now, I would like this to just beat
just
and have no cleanup.
This guy's saying beat.
You can do it. Just have like a hungover Sunday and just empty the tank.
Yeah.
Shoots, baby. I remember the first time I ever came, like, I was sitting in the couch in my basement. And, like, I never had to worry about tissues or cleaning up because, like, it would just throb.
It would just
nothing. And, like, one time I jerked off and, like, it just shot right past my face onto, like, my pillow. I was like, all right, I guess I can come now.
Let me tell you something. There's how many of us? 7 here? We are a family now. Yeah. We will like, never forget this moment. We are talking intimately.
Well, you know what? I appreciate your honesty because there's somebody out there who's like, what was that when I was beat when I was younger? What was that?
There were.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. There's.
What?
Before I like jerked off with the classic JELF technique, I would.
With
I would treat
the JELF.
JELF.
What is this guy?
JELK.
JELK. That's what it's called.
What
is
what?
Use the bottle. Show me exactly what you do.
This is how you jerk off. Before I knew that was a thing, I used to.
You're not gonna be final.
I used to treat my dick like I was like a DJ at a spin table.
Tommy would fuck his clit.
You would run your clit.
It felt so good. It felt so amazing.
You would go like over the top.
Over the top, like right like where like the skin is.
It doesn't get me off anymore.
I was in fucking Diplo and fucking spin.
Keith was like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's fucking a pussy.
Because you don't know.
I'm in the same shit Tommy and
Dave. You don't look up. Hey, how do I jerk off? Like, I was like, oh, this feels pretty good. I'm going to keep going at it.
That's fucking hilarious.
Wow.
You know what Final Break did the first time he jerked off?
What?
I didn't know.
This is insanity.
I don't know. Like, this is just what I... Like, I don't think I'd even seen porn or anything. I don't know why I did it, but, like, get up on the fucking thing over here.
What?
No, no.
I was on, like, the bathroom floor, like this, and I was jerking off.
That's just as weird.
It's way weirder.
Yeah,
don't worry. You just heard the tip of your dick. Right here. Yeah. Threw his legs behind his head. Yeah, it's some wacky shit, man.
It's so weird. Luckily, I shot a blank, because I would have taken out, right?
You were beating. You were beating. Imagine 12-year-old Final Break giving himself a facial.
I think maybe that's why I use the word beat, as I associated with, like, a DJ. Like, DJ beats.
What does that stand for? Did you Google how to jerk off and they told you? I don't remember how. You Google how to jerk off and they told you. I've just seen the word gel.
I feel like I'm not a joke is like a thing. You gel.
Not even a little J-E-L-K.
That's not even a thing at all.
First
time I've heard that before.
I'm not saying that doesn't exist. I'm saying it's not a common.
Yeah, I don't know how I stumbled across it. Maybe it was like, man, this feels like there's probably ought to be a better way to
Tommy
do it.
Just sitting there like,
Tommy just Googled how do you jerk off?
Oh so, God. So, wait, well, who was, I was telling a story. Right, I was telling the podcast. It might have been Tom. So Tom Segura did a podcast where he was on Joe Rogan talking about when he comes. He said he shoots on an average session, he'll shoot 12 times. And sometimes upwards of like 17.
Wow.
He was like, I come.
Who's this man?
Buckets. Right? He was like, I come everywhere. But I think it was the same podcast he was saying.
That's got to be painful, right?
He said it's just inconvenient. He's like, I've had sex with women before who were just like, okay, this is too much. And I'm halfway done.
Tom Segura. Are you into this? Are you into this? You want a guy who can come buckets?
Not come buckets. Like, I like a quick reload time, but not, I don't need.
But the individual session is just like fire hosing.
I don't love a cleanup. I don't need a lot of cleanup.
Well, but I think it was the same podcast. He was saying he didn't know how to jerk off.
Training style. They teach you to empty the clip.
Shoot to kill, man. You're going to use your weapon to shoot to kill.
Okay. It's 200.
Oh, my God. But he said that he didn't know how to do it until he didn't know the jelk technique. I guess he didn't Google it. He didn't Google it, Tommy. He said he was in school the next day and saw two eighth graders talking.
Did you listen up?
I have sort of heard that phrase.
I've never heard somebody use it.
Like,
I'm just saying
like,
it's not me.
I'm saying referring to jelk is the most perverted thing I've ever heard in this.
Oh, it's a penis stretching exercise. Oh, it involves massaging your penis tissues. Does it actually work?
I'm listening. Go on.
I might be wrong on what jelking is. I might be wrong on what jelking is.
I'll tell you something else. I might start calling it jelking. He didn't know how to do it, really. He was just kind of whacking it around, he said. Oh, I think it was Ryan Sickler. It's another podcast. Another podcaster. He said he was just, like, beating it. And then he went to school the next day, and he saw, like, two eighth graders who were older guys talking. And one of the guys went, like, yeah, right, whatever, dude. And then he did that. And he was like, bingo. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. And that's when he knew how to jump.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's a lot of mix-ups like that. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I got, like, so exposed because one of my buddies...
I was exposed to Ebola. I got so exposed.
No, because one of my buddies was talking about. He like made a joke. He's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go give myself a hand job," and I was like, I was like so confused. I was like, "Give yourself a hand job," because at that time I thought getting a hand job was someone making out with like your hand. And so
like
I was
like, she does something to your hand. Like,
yeah,
that's
I was like,
I
young,
can't, you know.
I was a kid. I was like, yeah. They were all through like in puberty, yeah, in the throes of it, and yeah. I was like on the. I was still like
on the cusp.
I was on the. Yeah,
late
I wasn't
bloomer.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like said something. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. And I like in front of everybody, I just got exposed for not knowing what a hand job was.
That's tough.
That was tough.
It's like when my buddy asked me, like, he was like, "You know what condoms are, right?" I was in like first grade. I was like, "Yeah, like totally," but you know, like, why don't you tell me so that I know that you know? Sort of. It's a weird time. That there's many years where, like, you can be, like, very experienced or very inexperienced and be, like, the same age. You know, like,
yeah,
right?
Completely.
Right,
Tom? There was a time.
But it's story hour with a Jelk voice.
That's right. We have unfortunately unlocked a weird side of Tom's
brain. There was a time in, like, elementary where I thought a vagina was just, like, a ball sack without a penis. That's what I thought a vagina was.
Go on. What? I thought, like, a pussy hung down.
Like balls?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought it was a ball sack.
So you thought...
Or maybe,
I was in, like, fifth grade.
Also, wait.
Oh, that's God. Way too old.
That's way too old.
Well, you were
I thought he was
going to
say, like, first grade.
But in his... I'll say this in his defense. Not the... When you...
What, you need a card?
No, but probably your balls weren't, like, hanging so low. Like,
right,
it's like,
right,
John, whenever you talk about balls, you talk about them as if they hang to the fucking floor.
Well, like, I got long-ass balls.
Most people don't have long-ass balls. Like, they mostly have, like, kind of scary balls.
Your experience with balls are going to be when they're tight.
Yes.
Right.
No, guys, when they're just hanging out, their balls hang low.
Okay, well, so then I was trying to be on your defense.
No, as a kid, they're tighter.
Right.
Sure. Oh, I mean, listen. At all ages, they go up and down.
Like without the dick, there's like the ball right there.
First of all, I accidentally just drew a very voluptuous woman.
What did you think?
Altered it. Like, actually, I'm gonna make this not bad.
Is it problematic?
I think in fifth grade, you should know the vagina is a hole. That's what I'm gonna say.
Fifth grade.
I mean, he technically taught me like
fourth grade is sex ed, right? Like that's like
we learned. So we learned.
You're an only child too, right? You're an only child too, right? Yeah.
Also that. Yeah.
So first time. I mean, I ran into it way too early. My brother left.
Tommy, I'm gonna be honest. Having redrawn this now, I might be on your side. I might be like, look, that's kind of what a pussy.
Wait, hang on, we're gonna
I'm very curious about what he was
said.
You do
balls without a dick?
Like, that's just a fat pussy.
That's what I'm saying. It is. It's a fat pussy.
Yeah. Like, that's a Khloe Kardashian pussy right
now. Like a fat pussy.
I don't know if people can zoom in and see this, but we'll hold that up for a second.
When you're a kid, you don't know what girl. You know girls don't have a penis.
Yeah.
But your balls ain't penis.
But wait, what were you saying? You were exposed to it too early because of what?
I have an older brother that's 10 years older than I am, so he used to leave VHS.
Oh. So you were watching porn at an early age.
That's
why you became a porn drug dealer. A porn dealer. Like, he was like, I've been doing this since I was fucking four, guys. Yeah.
You're saying because he's an only child. Oh, he had to figure it out.
Right, there's only, pull that up.
I was on my own after figuring shit out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the same. I was the oldest.
Spent my dick like a fucking
like,
DJ and having a vagina was balls.
Bro, I'll tell you something. Tonight I'm going to go home.
Nowadays.
It doesn't work as well now for me personally, but give it a spin.
How long do you think it would take you to come just going like this?
I don't know. I've never.
I'm taking hours. Also, actually,
imagine
I'm just thinking
like
about that
seconds.
Feeling.
Like, whoa, Tommy might have done something here.
No, but well, think about it though. Wouldn't that be a feel? Wouldn't
it is a sensitive
anytime anybody,
part?
Yeah.
I was
anytime
gonna say, like,
anytime
the
somebody touches
my
tip,
I'm like,
whoa. That's enough. That's enough.
That's why I'm always
so.
Yeah.
I was gonna say.
It
depends on
how thick. That's like a tease.
Depends on what?
It depends on how thick or thigh are. It happens by itself. If they're thick enough.
Maybe during like a blowjob, sometimes I'll like to say, hey, why don't you focus a little more on that tip area?
Go buy your Fleischman products, get your Fleischman haircut, use promo code KMC for 20% off.
And get the sea salt spray.
I need to Men in Black myself. I'm just gonna blast myself. Just get rid of it. Everybody erase this Friday Night Pines from their goddamn memory.
Sea salt spray is the best, by the way. This is what package is called again?
I love the sea salt spray, too. Me too, girls.
That one is
Boys of Summer.
Boys of Summer. I mean, the shampoo, unbelievable. Smells delicious. Actually, conditioner, it's a bubble bath for your head. We got you covered. Unbelievable. Boys of Summer. Everything. Just get them all. Get everything. It's stupid to not have all these and consider yourself a person with good hair. Get it. 20% off. Promo code KFC. I've got that Friday feeling. I've got that Friday feeling.
Oh, Call me.